live.
Okay, it is 3 minutes to four, June 27th, 2013. We're holding a work session on case number WM-13-162 involving Environmental Materials Incorporated.
And this, Commissioner Crispin?
Oh, Commissioner Crispin is here, and I have no opening comments on it. Commissioner Fedorchak is also here.
I have no opening comments either.
Okay, we'll turn it over to staff that's in the room, Pat Fawn and Shelley Bowski. Okay.
Do you have the original letter? Let's see if I have it. Yep. Okay, in this case, Environmental Materials Incorporated asked us for a temporary variance, for a scale located at Kildare, 373-102 X Avenue Southwest. And they requested a variance of the required 12 feet of level approach, 12 feet of level concrete on each side, on each approach to the scale. And they had 10 feet of concrete level approach on each, level pad on each side of the scale. And the commission granted a temporary variance, and that the variance was granted on April 10th. The temporary variance expires midnight on October 31st of 2013, and the commission directed that they file a plan of compliance by close of business on May 31st of 2013. We did receive the plan of compliance from Environmental Materials, and they have indicated that they would correct the 10-foot, they would change the 10-foot approach level pad on each end of the scale to 12-foot as required under the rule by adding 24 inches of concrete to the 10 feet. And those 24 inches would be permanently fastened to the existing concrete pads, and they would be level and the same height as the existing concrete pads, and therefore would come into compliance. The only additional request by Environmental Materials was that if they were to run into issues finding a contractor or acquiring the materials to make the addition to the pads, that they would be able to ask for an extension beyond October 31st of 2013. This plan of compliance is filed for commission approval. And so that is the question today for the commission, is whether to approve the plan of compliance and for staff to get direction regarding that.
So all they're asking for is the option for a little more time if they can't get a contractor in.
Correct.
And then what about on the second page of what's here? It talks about a clearance underneath the I-beam and the slab. Was there another issue in the temporary that is not addressed here?
The clearance under the I-beam and slab is, we did provide a temporary variance for that, but we did not ask for a plan of compliance for that.
Okay. Well, I think it's only reasonable. I would be comfortable if they're unable to secure a contractor. I mean, they're willing to do the work, and if hopefully they get it done. But if not, if they've made an effort, I sure don't see any reason why I wouldn't want to allow them extra time then to get it taken care of.
Yeah,
seems like a very legitimate effort on their part here.
It is the only thing we are wondering now is that whether, based on other direction from the commission, whether the commission wanted to continue to require them to meet the 12-foot approach or 12-foot concrete slab requirement adjacent to the scale.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
What's the timing of when does their temporary run out?
It's the same time frame for this company as it's October 31st of 2013.
Wasn't the other one October 1st?
October 31st as well.
It was October 31st. Well, I get my thought on it is that we communicate the situation with them, that first of all, if they want to make sure that they're good to go, that'd be great if they want to just fix it and do it. And without having gotten feedback from other commissioners yet, just speaking for myself, I think if they try to get it fixed up and they get to October and haven't been able to secure a contractor, I would be very willing to give them extra time. But we should also communicate to them the status of the other case, and if environmental materials would like to, rather than spending the money and fixing this, to acquire another year extension on their temporary variance and wait to see whether we change our rules or not. I guess in fairness, I would be willing to do that as well. But, it would be their realization that we might get to next year and not change the rules, and then they're back in this predicament. But we should communicate to them that they should have that option.
Sounds good. Should we wait for Julie's comment?
Do we need to take into account extending the temporary variance on that clearance, though, to make sure that the scale functions properly with that less clearance between the I-beam and the slab?
Well, what was the status of it? We didn't require a compliance plan, so did we give them a permanent variance on that already, or was it a temporary?
It's a temporary variance.
Well, I'd think we'd extend it on the whole thing.
Right, and then they would still do the 3-month retesting.
Is that what they're doing now?
Yes.
That's what we're requiring. Yeah. We haven't gotten our first 3-month test yet, but Wayne was there in March, so we're right on the edge of getting that. So
if they don't want to do the 3-month testing and don't want to wait to find out whether we for sure change the rules or not, they can just go ahead and fix it.
The slight difference from that would be they're probably not suggesting that they would fix the clearance under the scale. And so we may want to keep a temporary variance for 2 years, like the rule said, and having them tested every 3 months to determine that the scale is being maintained and operating within tolerance.
That's a very good point.
Sorry. Now I'm not in a rush, though.
My own suggestion is that we communicate to Environmental Materials a couple of options here. One is that they can go ahead and try. They had the two problems with the clearance underneath and the flat
slab
being not long enough. That they could go ahead and try and fix the flat slab, and if they don't get it done this year because they can't get a contractor, I would support giving them additional time. And that would still leave them the issue to keep under a temporary variance as far as the clearance until we have become satisfied in our minds that that's not causing any problems in the accuracy of the scale. We will also communicate to them the situation with the other facility, mm-hmm. and I think grant these guys the same opportunity if they want, if they're willing to, you know, and they'll have to because of the clearance issue anyway, continue operating under a temporary variance for another year, almost a year and a half, and hold off and see once whether we in fact end up changing our rules, that we would probably just grant them a temporary, extend their temporary variance through October of 2014, the same as we did the other one. And they can choose then whether they want to go ahead and fix the slab or just wait.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we'd be gathering information on whether we think it's necessary to have the 12 feet versus 10.
In the meantime, under the temporary, they're under more frequent testing requirements, and we're gathering information and learning more from the...
It'd still be under the frequent testing requirements, though, because that's related not to the approach but to the clearance.
Right.
So they wouldn't be getting rid of that by fixing the approach.
Correct.
Right, unless we got to... if they fixed the approach, I guess maybe then by this fall we'd have gotten a couple more tests. There'd be the chance that we would make that permanent, I suppose.
Unless you want to go with the rule that talks about the, you know, the
two years.
But if you want a lot that longer period of time.
To me, that's the much bigger concern than the approach is the scale clearance in terms of its accuracy on the scale. So I would be unlikely to approve that with less data. I would be unlikely to give them to eliminate the need for additional testing.
So then unless they've got a contractor already lined up, there's a pretty good chance that their option is going to be to just choose to add the extra year onto their variance.
Yep.
And so we'll have to communicate with them the options and see if he has already knows which option he wants to take, and then we would do the paperwork accordingly.
Yeah, I would support that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any question? All right.
Any final All comments?
Right. Nope.
I have none either. Thank you, everybody, for staying late and working through it and resolving it and for gathering all the information and for pointing out that we are as consistent as we can be anyway. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
This work session on WM-362 is closed.
There you go.
Good job, Randy. You're in your first work session.
I should have had a checklist.